As we continue our coverage of the Gifford State Bank Christmas Craft Show, we continue to highlight booths with outstanding and eye-catching crafts, and I have found my way over to Crafty Ever After with Jan. How are you doing today?
Doing great. It's always a slow process setting up, but it's worth it.
I was about to say, it looks like you've got a couple boxes left to open up.
A few, more than a couple.
But let's focus on some of your crafts. The thing that caught my attention was those wine cork accented messaging boards. Yeah. What was the inspiration for those?
I would say just a joint combination between myself and my daughter. And we decided that that might be something that people would enjoy. We've been doing it for many, many years. And I know people probably aren't as big into message boards as they used to be with technology and stuff. But it's a good focal point for your kitchen or your den or your man cave or whatever.
I was going to say, some of those, especially with the wine corks, could be a really nice thing to hang up in the kitchen. It could be fun to put as a what's on the menu for tonight if you have guests coming over, or even for just
True.
A family thing.
True.
Or some kind of inspirational quote in the morning.
It's a message board for writing on and also for putting on magnets. So it's magnetized as well. And with the corks, you can just put up little notes as well.
Yeah, you stick a pen in there, put up a little post-it note.
Exactly.
The other thing that we talked about a little bit beforehand was your Christmas windows.
Yes.
You want to talk me through what those mean?
Yeah, I've been making those for over a dozen years now, and I find old windows and refurbish them and place them on a nice board base and then put all kinds of Christmas decorations inside, mostly Santa's, whether he's inside or whether he's outside, and always have a lighted tree and garland on each one. And I'm lucky to have found quite a few smaller windows for this year. So I do have a lot for those with few people that like what I have, but say, oh, those are just too big. What would I do with those? So come and see the small ones.
Yeah, I mean, there were the ones in the front of the stand that looked really nice, and that also helps draw attention to your stand. Guess I should also let the people know, where can we find you in the venue?
Well, we are at place 9 and 10, and I believe that is the west side of the building. We're closer to the main entrance and bank location, so come look for us.
And that'll be in the north half of the building.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Any other crafts at your station that you want to highlight?
I have some vintage sleds that are decorated, all sizes and prices. And we have something new. We have a wine charms that my sister does. So that is the brand new item to the venue. And I have a bunch of snow shovels that I've decorated. So there are plenty of those for people who might enjoy it. And of course, we always have Christmas swags. Quite a variety this year.
You mentioned some of your family
Yes.
being a part of this. Is this something your family has done for a long time then?
Well, mostly myself, but they have helped me. And at this point in my life, I couldn't do it at all without my right hand, my son Mike, and then our daughter Chelly. She comes in from St. Louis, and she used to craft a lot with me, but family life for her got in the way, raising three kids. So anyway, it is pretty much a family affair, I would say, and especially brings us together for this Gordyville program.
And also the whole thematic thing of just bringing the family together to kick off the Christmas season, even if it is before Thanksgiving, which is sacrilege to some. But, it's that time of year. We had snow within the past 2 weeks, which surprised me when I woke up that day, but 'tis the season and all that, right?
Yes, it is, and I think we are going to be lucky with the weather this year. We have been out here setting up when it's been very nasty weather and very windy, but I think the conditions are pretty ideal for us temperature-wise. I think it'll be good.
Well, if you are considering coming out to the Gifford State Bank Annual Craft Show, another thing to keep in mind is that there will be pictures with Santa available from Saturday 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Sunday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Jan, thank you so much for your time. And remember that if you are out here at the craft show, be sure to come by Crafty Ever After and check out these Christmas windows, these message boards, and all of these other wonderful crafts put together by this family. And be sure to stay tuned here on WITY for continued coverage of the Annual Craft Show.